Monday the 26th of January, Rosh Chodesh Shavuot, Rabbi Simcha Cook, our task is to go.
We are not allowed that we couldn't forget that we are staying after one of the most difficult wars the state of Israel had, the Chomo of Gaza. Gaza is a part of Israel, and we had a lot of miracles, and many people were so afraid, were scared. It was very terrible, you know, attacked with missiles, with weapons, with every kind of weapons it could be. And there is the Pesukim in the Torah in Parshas Shofti. Said the Torah as follows: Kiteitze lamilchomo al oyvecho. You are going to fight against your enemies. The right of sus v'rechev. You will see sus is loshin yochi, single, one horse. The rechev, one wagon. Am rab nimcho, many soldiers. Don't be afraid for them. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem imcho amar chomer mitzroim and now v'ayot kekorvechem ela milchomo. Come closer, a group of armies, soldiers are walking out of the country, staying near the border before they are crossing the border to the other country, and there is a Kohen Mashiach milchomo specific for this purpose. He makes have to be stronger the soldiers, and he started with the two words of Shema Yisrael, Chazal teaching us, even that we have only one schus, only because we are saying Shema Yisrael, that by itself has to give you power to know that God is going with us together, and now we become closer to the Milchomo, and now again, Al Yerach Levadchem, don't be afraid, don't scare, Al Tiru, Al Tachpezu, Al Tartu Mitnehem, different kinds of scared, you know. You are not alive. It's a love doraiso. Ki Hashem Elokechem Oelech Imochem Neilochem Lochem. The Lord is going with you to help you, to save you. And after that, there is the Shotrim. After the Kohen Moshiach Milchom Yisrael, the Shotrim is talking to a different group because we don't have at that time, you know, amplified, so it's higher. So Hashotrim El Ha'am Leimor Mi Ha'isha Shebono Bais Chodosh. Between the soldiers is one that he built a new home. And don't make Hanukkah sabais. Yelech v'yoshu levetev. Return back home. Why? Pen yomus b'milchomo. And he's afraid. Maybe that he will be killed. And other pen will get the home. It's making very, not only unhappy. It's taking away the power that he could have, that he needed for be a part of the war. Second declaration. Mi ha'isha shelot ha'kerem. He planted a vineyard. Why? Maybe that he will be killed in the war and another person will inherit it. He has a woman, but not before the Kiddushin, only the Eusin. Why? He will be killed and another person will marry her. It makes people like that, you know, so involved in the thought that they have, so many thoughts, and to be afraid, I'm going to be killed, what will happen with me and with others. And later, that is the beginning of the declaration of the Kohen Meshuach Milchomo in a war. So, and the Rambam said, every person going to fight in a Milchomo, the Yeda Shal Yichud Hashem Oiso Milchomo. He's doing the Chomer Kovel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Yossi Nafshoi Bechapoi, to give his life, you know, not to be afraid, lo yefached, not to think, not about his wife, not about his children, not to remember them even, you know. The Yiponem Mikol Dovo, one thought, I'm going to fight, that's what I have to do now. And if a person started to thought so, and become afraid, and the Rama said an interesting word, the Yad Hil Atzmoi, he make himself scared, you know, he putting on him afraid, he is doing that, he become afraid. Madhil Atzmoy, what is Madhil Atzmoy? We talk about it later to explain it clearly. Madhil Atzmoy oyver beloy tase lav deoraitse loy sese loy tiro mehem, don't be afraid from them. And kol ha madhil achshov oyver beloy tase velo oyt it's a danger that the result of the war will not be so good because people are afraid that you are responsible for that. You know, one person make another people like him, you know, to be afraid with him together. And if he not doing the war, it has to be his responsibility that people will be killed, and he is a part of the reason that they be killed because he is afraid. Not to make other people afraid, because he's afraid it may, now, you know, other people will be afraid with him together. And the person that is nilcham l'shem shomayim, the kavonoso l'kadesh et Hashem bilvad, muftach lo yakolot promising, shelo yimtzo nezek, ve'yivne lo bayis nochon be'Yisrael, because we'll help him be a family for many generations, ve'ezak eloy ulevono vad oilom, ve'yizke lechay oilom avon. And he brings the posik, he also yase Hashem la'adoni ba'is nemon, ki mechemes Hashem nilcham, and that's the Rambam in Hichois Melochim u'milchamois, perek zayin, in this Hichois Melochim, says the Rambam about him. So now, the Ramban is cholik on the Rambam. The Rambam says, but it's written here, lo yisiro mehem, it's not a lav d'oraise, it's a tocho. Of course, God promise you, that if you will be strong enough and we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not be afraid and there will be windy war. That's what the Ramban said. Eino azhoro ela avtocho. And the avtocho is Hashem promise you, we don't have to be afraid from any enemies. You will be stronger than they. That's why Ramban explained it, but that way, in Sefer HaMitzvos. But now, there is a Milchas Chinuch, bring the machlokes the Gemara in Sotos Daf Mem Daled. Mi ha'ish ha'yore v'racha leipo. Why? What is he afraid? Why is he scared? For what? What is the reason? Rabbi Akiva said, "Kemashmoi, kipshutoi." A person going in missiles, weapons, bullets from all over, you know, clothing. So he's very afraid. So if a person is afraid, you look at him, he's so afraid, he has only to look at him, you know that the person is afraid. Why? Because it's a war. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, Yore me'averoi shebeyodoi. Me'averoi shebeyodoi, because he knows by himself that he makes sins, and he's more talking which kind of sins, even that he spoke between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, that by itself is enough to be afraid, because he's afraid. Now he's sitting at home, okay, because God will help him, he will do tshuva later. But he's going to a war, and in a war is sakono, is a sort of nekatre bishasa sakono, a time of sakono, he's putting himself in a life danger, because that he's afraid, because he's a sinner, because he made sin. That is the reason, not what Rabbi Akiva said, kemashmua, because he prayed from the war. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Gemara asked a question. In Hebraic it's written, Shoma weapons, and he ran away because of that. This price is, of course, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Yore kemashmoi, because he prayed from the war by itself. And not according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi said, it's not because of that. He said, because he's a sinner. He is afraid that he'll be a kitug every time he's going out to fight against enemies. And that will be the reason that he'll be killed. That's what he's afraid for. Said Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no. Answer the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, not only the reason of Aveiros, that any time that he will be afraid because he's, even according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is moide, that it will be afraid, he make weak the whole army all around him, and that is the reason that he is over on this love. So as in the Michas Chinuch, we are talking according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that the person, the sinner, he is afraid. The essence thing that he is afraid, that is seen by itself according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Yore Kemashmoy, he's afraid because he's afraid. That's enough. And he said, Loi Tiro Mehem. Don't be afraid to them. Said Rambam, who love the Oraisa. He said, love the Oraisa, don't be afraid. So, if so, it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef, he will hold exactly the same story. Because here we are afraid, and because we are afraid, he's a sinner. So both, if Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva don't have any machloikis. So there is a very interesting mahalach to understand how to be afraid, if you are really, what time is the beginning to be afraid, and it will be a lav d'oraisa lo yitiro mehem, what time is not a lav d'oraisa. And I will say the name of the Baal Kehilus Yankev, the stipend of the Tzadik Libocho, there is in a sefer that he wrote, a little sefer on Parshas HaShavua, and they speak as per the name of the sefer, and he's talking in Parshas Shoftim about this commandment, this mitzvah in the Torah. Said the stipend as follows. He said, how could be the Torah will order us not to be afraid in the world? We are human beings. Every person going to fight, and missiles flying in the air, and every man believes that he's going to touch him, to kill him. Not to be afraid. How could it be? Every person would be afraid in a situation like that. Lo imit no Torah, said the disciple, lemaloch yashor, Torah will give to angels, Torah will give to human beings. And a person is afraid, what should he do? He said that it couldn't be allowed to arise, said the disciple, to be afraid at the time of the war, because from all overshooting, you know, so difficult, so many soldiers all around him, and he's afraid, what should he do? So he said, that's not allowed to arise. And the Zedaik in the Rosh and Aram that you mentioned right now, the Rambam said, Kol hayore umav hil atzmoy. He's walking on him, he thought about it so much, you know, Iran have atom bombs. Others had other weapons, missiles, all over. And how could we win the war? We couldn't, we don't have any possibility. If you are making yourself afraid, and that is in the Torah of the Rabbi, we don't have to make any account. The account who will win and who will lose, it's not up to you at all. It's up only to Kodesh Boku by himself. We saw many wars that one side has more soldiers and they lost. We saw other wars that one side have less soldiers and they win. So because of that, you couldn't talk about it to be mad hill yourself. This is the love of the that's a chilush niflo. But a regular person that is afraid anyhow in any situation and listen to missiles flying in the air, and he is afraid. Let's say what happened the last day of war, you know, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Yavne, so many villages, so many big cities, you know, and you're listening to the sirens, and you're listening to the bomb that's flying to see to your eyes, you know, and you know where it's going to happen. And he got it, and this thing, nobody is either aveir or if he's afraid in this situation like that. That's what he's mechadish, the settler. And now we want to be choiker, editing hakiro, to know, right, how to understand the love, the right, even the love that we understand about it. That what is it? For one side, it could say that they love the Oraisa because what? Because a person, a Jewish person, is to be Baal Bitochon, to trust HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And it could say, Baruch HaGeber Asher Yiftach Bashem, Vehoyo Hashem Yiftacho, we are saying it every day in Uvol Etzion. What is twice written, the same thing, the same idea, Baruch HaGeber Asher Yiftach Hashem, we have the Bitochon, Asher Chelkecho Bo Hashem, that you are trust HaKodesh Baruch Hu very nicely, okay, but it's Yehoyo Hashem Yiftachoy again. According to the Bitochon that you have, that will be really that you have a Bitochon. If you have Bitochon stronger, so HaKodesh will help you stronger. That is, Gifta Hashem, Yehoyo. Let me say, that will be the result, that HaKodesh will really help you. And it could be that the issue not to scare in a war is because you have to trust HaKodesh Baruch Hu. One side, what the possibilities of understanding. But that's for the other side, could be that not this is the story to understand the love the Oraisa, not to scare. What could be another side? To say, I'm going to a war, I have to give up my life, I say I'm ready to everything that will happen, will happen good, I'll be more than happy, of course, I will thank HaKodesh Baruch Hu later, but if not, okay, well, everybody of us in the hands of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and that is not to be afraid because of that. Not because they could be sure. And he said, Mom is interesting, this the mahalach of the discipler, that the reason that we are not allowed to be afraid is not only because we could trust HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Why? He said, Kohen HaMoshiach, declared three cases that the prophet is talking about. Let's return back home. Why? Ben Yomus Ba Milchomo. So the Kohen Gadol said, it's a possibility we pass away. Let's say, why pass away? Trust HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you will not be dying. You continue your life. A second, not okerem, b'lo echil Eloi, Yoshuv lebeis, again, pen yomus b'amichomo, and noso isho, b'lo elekocho, pen yomus b'amichomo, three times. And not only that, said his type of land. By Yaakov Avinu, Akadot promised Yaakov that he left his home, his parents, to find his zivug, the family thereby, Lobon, the Besuel. And Akadot Avinu promised him before he left, and I told him, I'm going with you. I will protect you. And I return you back home to your family, to Eretz Yisrael. Everything, such a clear promise, that one promised Yaakov Avinu, even though it's written, Vayiro Yaakov Noit. How is Yaakov Yiro? Shemo Yigoy Machet. Maybe he don't have so many schools him now, he don't have the possibility to be Mekai Kibudah for him as well, because that he's afraid. So the said of Stabile is so, every person could say it by himself. But that's right, that I said trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but who I am that I could trust the Kodesh so strongly to know that never, that nothing will happen with me. How could I couldn't know it. It's in this parasha by itself is missing three times penyomus, vamichomo, penyomus, penyomus, three times penyomus. So how could it be? Said, not this is this one. So this one is only one, but the Rambam said, not to think about everything in the world, not to think about the wife, not about children. We are going to the fight, to the war, that's what I have to do, and I give up my whole mood, my whole thought, you know, only one thing. Nekadosh Shem Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaToy Vein Ovei, but Shem wants that, that will happen. That's what he learned shortly, the Inyan of Kiddush Hashem, and this Rambam. And more than that, there is Micheves Mitzvah, and there is Micheves Reshus. Micheves Mitzvah, according to the Rambam, even Micheves Mitzvah. And even Micheves Reshus, Micheves Mitzvah is Kibush Yoshua Eretz Yisrael Micheves Mitzvah. And the Rambam said, Ezra Yisrael, Miat Tsar Shebo Aleihem, if an enemy is coming to conquer, to kill people in Eretz Yisrael, is Micheves Mitzvah. Even Micheves Mitzvah, even Micheves Reshus, people who are afraid, return back home. The Raibed is Cholik on the Rambam. The Raibed said, no, that's only in Micheves Mitzvah. We don't have to be afraid. But Micheves Reshus, we couldn't take on the responsibility not to be afraid. But Micheves Mitzvah, we don't have any declaration. We have to go to the war, and that's what we have to do. Akoponim, we saw over here that the Yesoides of Yiro is really Divrei Torah, Divrei Halacha. When is a person allowed to be afraid? When to scared, when not to scared, it's up to us, up to every person to know the Yesoides HaHalacha according to the disciple, and he continues to talk about it much more than that, and but that is the Yesoides on this love to Orisa that you have today. In the last one that we had is really many people was very, very afraid, of course. It was two and a half years ago started in Lebanon, the same situation, and later after 2.5 years we had the second war now in Gaza. And I don't know, it's been the sixth story. I'm very friendly with the Boston Rebbe, and we sat together to say we are sitting at home, we are not going to the army in our age, we couldn't. So what could we do to stop ourselves not to do anything? So we saw in the Torah Kedosha it's written on Bilam at the time that he wants to curse Klal Yisrael, and he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayapor Hashem Elokecho Lecho Hashem, changed the Klolo to Brocho, Ki Ahevcho Hashem Elokecho, love you, and because he changed it, not the Klolo, only Brocho, only Kama Klal Yisrael. And later he gave a Eitzo to Bnois Midyon, to come to Klal Yisrael, Elohim Shel Eidash Soine Zimor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, you know, fine, Mame Soine, the Gile Arroyos, and to be Machti Klal Yisrael, to make them sinners, and that will win what I couldn't win by Klolos. That will be the way to fight against Klal Yisrael. And that's what happened, and the same day had been killed by Amageko 24,000 Jewish people. After that, the Kodbo came to Moshe the Aaron, and he told them, Lechu, you have to go out and now fight against Midian, Linkoim, Milchem Esa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you are the Mevazeh Toiro, because Lincoln, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Milchem Es Hashem, the Midyon. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Dino Mikemet Yisrael, the Midyon. Milchem Es Yisrael, Milchem Es Hashem, both together. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, how many soldiers do they have to take to fight against Midyon? It's in the Toiro, Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate. What is Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate? For maybe tribe to take 1,000 or to take 2,000. It's written twice, so maybe it means 2,000, it means 24,000 altogether. Or to take only 1,000. Because if we be written 2,000, it's simpler that you be stays written in the Torah, Alpain Lamate. 2,000, why to say Elef Lamate and again Elef Lamate? So Chazal in Medrash and this Pasuk is in the Parshas Shavua, in the Parshas of the Michemes Lidion, Shoftim, said the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, Elef Lamate, 1,000, you will go to the army to fight, another 1,000 to take people to daven, and every person is in the army. Every person is fighting to daven and him. Elef Lamate, and another Elef Lamate, Elef Levichomo and Elef Litzilo. That's what's written here in Seder Medrash. So we say, let's make this idea to make it really realistic, to use it. So before we had done it, I said, let's go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky to ask Gdolei HaDor about it, if it's a right thing or not. If Boston agreed, I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Sorry, what Reb Chaim said about it? Elef Lamate, every name of a soldier or a family in one of the villages in Lebanon in that time, or in the south of Israel in that time, to take really and to daven, and each person who wants it, people will daven on him, let's take the names, everybody will send his name and his mother's name, not the family name at all, only the first name and the mother's name, because soldiers sometimes don't even want that you to introduce themselves like people who wanted to brand them. Complicated a little bit. First name, mother's name, to send it to others, to telephone, email, anyway. If we don't have enough money to make any public relation about this idea, we send two letters to the United States, to the Novominsky, to Agude, to Yad Gizel, to other organizations. And later, we invest in soil a little, and we started to work on that. And in the time of Lebanon war, we have in 1 week, we got 50,000 names. 50,000, you know what it means? How, what is 50,000? Some soldiers who are pleased down on us. Another letter that we got, order that we got from other people, please send us a name we want to down. I'm a soldier, and a person who is afraid in the soil, in this area of the war, you know. And 50,000 in less than 1 week, we have 50,000 names. Now, the Bichov started again, so we got telephone call for the people who was involved in this project in the first war. And they said, why not beginning it? We told them we are doing it. Wait one day, we will hear the answer. And we announced it again, and now, after 1 week that we started it in that time, you know, of the Gaza war, so we have over 100,000 names. To see what the Pshat Avas Yisrael. People are sitting in New Zealand, people are sitting in India, people are sitting in Norway. It's so different country. We didn't talk, have any shaykhs with them. We didn't talk, even one letter that we sent it, you know. And we got so many people who are asking, please send us names. If people are afraid, I would like to take a name on me, and I will daven him. And to daven means 3 times a day. And others, Yeshiva boys, in that time, they a great, great group of Yeshiva boys, said, I am giving my Torah that I am learning to save Jewish life. And it was very interesting. So in a short time, we got over 100,000 names from every different countries coming into this Torah where I stand on the entrance here. Elef Lamate. So to know what is the background of Elef Lamate, that's the Elef Lamate that we started, so to show the love of Klal Yisrael Mamesh. About it, we talked before about Bitochum HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Bitochum HaKodesh Baruch Hu. There is in Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that a person has to know that everything is coming by HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ein Oid Milvadoi, only HaKodesh Baruch Hu by himself. Everything in the world is only by HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And he said, if a person could come to a situation that you understand, that you will believe in this deep heart, that Ein Oid Milvadoi, I believe maybe that if only one time that Reb Chaim Volozhiner is talking about Sgulo Niflo, it's a wonderful Sgulo to be safe from people who are running after him, want to disturb him, want to make him a damage or another thing, you know. if he knows Ein Rod Bilvado, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. What is it? You could trust a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what he's saying. Not to be afraid. We're not talking about Milchomet situation, we're not talking about regular situation. Yeah, every day you could have people could have problems like that. And he said, Ein Rod Bilvado is school on the floor, Shekola Komimolo, we disappear. We will not be able to do any damage. And there is an interesting story that I tell about this story. It was in Yerushalayim, was the Briskerov. And I remember as a young boy, I learned in Chedem Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh. And I remember the first day that started to attack with bombs the city of Yerushalayim. Who have done it, the Jordan region stayed on the mountain of Keder Shmuel HaNovi, outside of the city, and they started to shoot with cannon, you know, Yerushalayim. I remember it was time of Shalashures. We said by our uncle, we went for the yeshiva to celebrate with him the Shalashures. In the middle of Koech Tzof Noyam Shavos, we heard boom, boom, boom. What is it? We went out of the balcony to look over. It was free, the whole area I found. And we saw a little, you know, ashan, how do you say, smoke. First was smoke, after then boom. Smoke, boom. Smoke, and when they said it's going together something. We don't know what does it mean. A person who was in the army, he was an old person, he was the other in Europe in that time, years ago, and he said, they attacked Yerushalayim. It's bombs, you know. And the smoke, you could see it earlier, maybe people listening the rush, you know, to listen, the boom. The boom is coming after that, you could see. And that was the beginning of Yerushalayim. In that time, people in Yerushalayim had been killed in the streets. We don't have water in that time. I was in Yerushalayim at that time. There wasn't water enough because they destroyed the water coming from through Shara Dai to Yerushalayim, destroyed everything, the Arabs, the pipes were destroyed, and later bread wasn't enough, food wasn't enough. It's a terrible situation. And people staying on the line to get water were afraid, you know. They're going to go back home, what do you mean, without water? They stayed there. And people had been killed on the line to get water, to get bread. That was the situation. The Briskerov sat in his room, in his home, one floor building, and said to learn that Poisek Pimo Migirse, not to stop a second. And the children told him, Father, please go down to the basement. It's more safety. He could be, who knows what could happen, you know. He said, I'm learning, the Torah is Magnu Matzlo, don't want to listen to them. One day, they heard that the bombs had come closer and closer, boom, 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 stronger, you know, and the glasses in the windows started to shock, you know. I said, Father, please, let's go down, it's terrible, it's dangerous, you still listen to it, it's coming closer and closer. I said, I don't want it, but to make you quiet, I'll go with you down. He went down to sit to learn over there. Few moments after he left his room, a bomb fell down in the yard, and they heard it was so close, but nothing happened. They go downstairs. After a few moments, become quiet, so they came upstairs, and they went to the room, and they saw that the whole books was, you know, was in touch with all the same pieces of metal, you know, were destroyed all over, and the person with the head seat in this room is no question about other. Very strong to wound them in a terrible situation or holy to be true. And he told him, Father, you see, Nesmina Shomayt went down. You know what the answer of this Briskerov? Unbelievable. He told them, you know, if you will not be my own children, I have to take you to the rabbinical court to ask that you have to pay the damage that happened in my room. Because you took me away from my room to stop me learning. And I went down because then it happened. If not, you know, you had seen in this room, no question about couldn't be heard anything, it couldn't be in the room. Such Ein Oid Milvado, that's what the Ein Oid Milvado for Briskerov. That's what he used to live, his own life, ran away from the Holocaust after it. Many stories, in every moment it was dangerous. He knows again and again, Ein Oid Milvado. So I go, we'll help us all together. To know Bibotiah Bakodesh Bohu, Clarisot Bibotiah, and to down on each other, we know who the person is or not. I'm not going to the end, I'm going to show some piece of paper that I had in my pocket. from this time. What do you think this paper? In the center that we got names, one of the people who got the telephone call said to me, Rabbi, the strange thing, telephone call. You know, the first day of the war had been killed four soldiers from our fire. A tank attacked it, believe it, it's alarm saying, then what it was really Jewish soldiers, and four people had been killed. One of them was a Rami Yeshiva in Kedumim, another Sabin Rahomisam, two of them, and he had been killed. So what did this telephone call? I called the telephone call for a mother, and she said, look, my son is going out to change the officer that had been killed by our weapons. And I'm very afraid, you know. He's now there, I know that he's very active, he's running all over. He's not afraid, I'm afraid, not him. And he said, please, if somebody could take his name to down on him. I took the name, and I have it with me. Yoav Ben Yael, that's the name. I put it in my pocket, and every shmoneh esrei, three times a day, and not only the time that I learn, I put it facing me, you know. Yoav Ben Yael, Kosh Baruch Hu Shmereu V'Yatzileu Mikotzor V'Tzuko, returned back home to his children, to his wife. He was the officer of the people who were reserved, you know, of the Miluim that we call it in Israel. And Baruch Hashem, and I, without his name, Magad, the Mefaked Gud of one of the groups of the Amei Golani group, it means that's it. And without that, he just 100,000 people down like that. And because of that, in Milchemes Midyon, it's written, after that they win the war, they came to Moshe and Aaron, and they told them, the Anshei Achail, the officers of the Israel that he went to fight against Midyon, lo nifkad nimenu ish, nobody had been killed. And Chazal teaching is together, you know, he told me to tell us, because it was so many people who died, because of that, what the result is nobody had been charged. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky was moisiv that David HaMelech had done exactly the same, that every war that it was in David HaMelech, he took two groups, one group to the army, another group to be mispalel. Let the mispalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishma Lekoileinu, Lozayim Avinu Malkeinu, Kabel Berachamim Uberotzoin Es Tziloseinu.